Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 7, 2023. Advance and joy. Question. In R10, some friends believe that we can advance only through suffering and pain, but there are also other opinions. Which is more correct? Answer. Do not think that progress should be in suffering and pain. If you do, you say that the Creator has created this way for us. But this is not so. He wants us to advance in joy. Question. But it does not always work out that way. What is the mistake and what should I pay attention to? Answer. The mistake is that you do not attach sufficient importance to coming closer to the Creator. Therefore, while doing spiritual work you are in a bad mood, regretful, and so on. Question. Are these feelings also given by the Creator? Answer. No, do not confuse yourself. Do not think about whether it is given by Him or not. The main thing is what you feel. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. How can we perceive the depth of the studied material? Question. I understand that you give us a lot and try to move us forward by answering questions from a great spiritual height. But I cannot feel and absorb all this depth. What should I do in this case? Answer. Move forward no matter what. Do not invent some answers for yourself and do not change the path. Just move on, one more lesson, and one more, and another one. You will see how all these lessons are suddenly revealed on a new level, although it seems to you that you did not understand them and were present at them in vain. Question. There is no feeling that I was present in vain. It just feels like you are giving more than I am capable of taking in. Answer. This will also enter and be absorbed within you. You will see, everything will be fine. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Spiritual connection. Each time, he sees more of the truth. He is immersed in self-love and does not see any possibility in the horizon that can bring him out of this. What is according to the sorrow, so is the reward, Rabash? Question. Can we say the same about a group in which people are used to each other? It seems to them that they are connected, love each other, and feel good together? I have a feeling that this closes everyone's eyes, they do not progress, and they have no push to go further. Does the article talk about this kind of egoistic connection? Answer, maybe about this and maybe not. Do not worry about it. There can be a non-egoistic connection only with respect to the friends and the Creator and only if a person is working on it. Question. Does it mean that it is the light that gives us the opportunity to advance and to see how to go even further? Answer. Yes, it is the upper light, the upper force, that allows us to feel what relationships above our egoism mean. Question. If people do not feel rejection and hatred and are in a positive way all the time, can this be a spiritual connection? Answer. I think not, because spiritual connection is built above egoistic connection. That is, they must rise above their egoism and begin to create connections that will not depend on their ego. This is a completely new kind of connection. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. The Creator knows best what to give to everyone. Question. I am experiencing an uncertain state. On one hand, there is a great regret that no matter how hard I try, I cannot come closer to the friends. On the other hand, I am afraid that the Creator will fulfill my desire and give me the quality of bestowal, which is not very attractive to me. What should I do in this state? Answer. You should stop making calculations and just hold on tight to your friends, pull them to yourself and you to them, and only in this movement will you find the Creator. He is between you. Question: if the work itself is a reward, then we should ask the Creator for as much work as possible, the more, the better. At the same time, should everyone ask for themselves or for the 10 and the entire world group? Answer: for everyone. The Creator knows best what to give to everyone. Do not worry, everything is prepared in advance until the complete correction. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. Preparation for perceiving the truth. Question: why are the things like cults and other similar elements in the common system? What are they created for? Answer: these are the delusions of man, which he must go through in the same way as all religions. Misconceptions help him and develop him until he comes to the truth. A person cannot immediately come to the truth. How many years have you been soiling diapers, making mistakes, and breaking toys? How many years passed until you started to understand something, to do something on your own? This is what we have to go through. All theories and techniques work themselves out in our mind. We need them or we cannot perceive the truth. We have to prepare for it. One can prepare for it through such toys. The way you played all sorts of games in your childhood, then onto more serious things, and then you started to more or less understand some truth. The same is happening here. Without these dense beliefs, red strings, religions, all sorts of slander, and everything else, a person cannot develop. Then will have to be abandoned except for everyday customs and cultural traditions, and all these beliefs will be replaced with knowledge and attainment. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Why do sects exist? August 27, 2011. According to the new scheme. Previously in nature and society, we acted according to an egoistic, impulsive, and linear program, when everyone earned as much as they worked. That is how I chose my job, family, and everything else, and due to my natural abilities and efforts, I achieved something. I know that there are objective conditions that exist around me, and everything else depends on me. Certain conditions are placed before me, and the rest is up to me to move forward. That is how I went through life and saw that I accomplished this and that. I had some savings, a house, family, children, friends, and some plans. I wanted vacations, retirement, medical insurance, and so on, just like any ordinary, normal person desires. But today there is some incomprehensible situation, like in a Winnie the Pooh story, some kind of wrong bees. Everything seems wrong, and I do not know how to act. I can go to work, try to invest anywhere. And what? I am not getting an adequate response to my reasonable, obvious, serious, and straightforward efforts. I am not trying to deceive anyone, I work with my egoism, and I want to receive as much as I earn. It does not work. Perhaps there should be some kind of luck involved, but it does not smile at me. What's the matter? It turns out that a completely different scheme is working now. I can succeed in my life only if I also think about the well-being of other people. How can that be? What do other people have to do with it? I am investing. Why are they in the picture? Maybe they are lazy or are even my enemies. They tell me, it doesn't matter whether you like it or not because today these are the conditions and this is the way society is. You have to take into account the welfare of everyone and not just brush it off. Okay, let them be happy. You must learn to strive to be integral with them in one system so that everyone would feel good, and so that when investing, you think about what you are investing in them, and that you truly feel you are working together with them. Moreover, you have to share with everyone and they with you. You don't just go out into the world, earn money, bring home your prey, and share a piece of mammoth in your cave with the family, no. You have to think about whether everyone has brought their prey. And when you come home and sit with your family, You have to imagine that you are sitting with the whole world. Does the whole world have what you have? How would you share it with them? Do you understand what dreadful conditions nature sets for us? This is the state of the world today, and that is why no one knows what to do. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mind in Action, August 13, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, who led the Exodus from Egypt. The Exodus from Egypt is the exit from our egoistic approach to each other to new relations of love and positive connection. Being in Egypt and under Pharaoh's rule means that we are under our ego's control, which pits us up against each other, making us each wish to enjoy at the expense of one another. If we reach a desire to leave such a state of unfounded hatred that we find ourselves in by letting our egoistic desires control our lives, and start to feel each other with open hearts, a collective force of love and bestowal appear among everyone, then we become ready for the exodus from Egypt to the land of Israel. The word for Israel in Hebrew comes from two words, Yasharel, straight to God, which means a desire to aim ourselves directly at the force of love and bestowal, which is God's or the Creator's quality. Based on the video What is the Exodus from Egypt? By Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.